You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
Really delighted to have on the line the Honourable Shane Mallard, MLC member of the Legislative Council, Government Whip in the Legislative Council, and Parliamentary Secretary for Infrastructure and Aerotropolis. Shane, if you'd be so kind as to allow us to call you Shane, thank you for joining us on Spotlight and 90.5 FM this morning.
Oh, thank you, Jim, and of course call me Shane. Happy to be there today.
You've had a stellar career, an amazing journey in your life. You now currently take on a very important role as Parliamentary Secretary for Infrastructure and the Aerotropolis. Tell us about how important transport is in your portfolio and where you're going with transport in Western Sydney, because it really is important in the context of the Hills area and Parramatta, particularly as a link to the Aerotropolis.
Yeah, well, as you probably know, I'm a Penrith boy, born and raised in Penrith. I live out in the mountains now. Family connections to Liverpool and Badgerys Creek all my life. So I'm really excited that the Premier appointed me to the position of Parliamentary Secretary for Infrastructure, and particularly the Aerotropolis, where I work alongside my senior ministers, Stuart Ayres and Rob Stokes. Stuart Ayres, the Minister for Western Sydney, and Rob Stokes, the Planning Minister, particularly, because the Aerotropolis is one of the most exciting visionary projects that any government has undertaken in our state. And being a Western Sydney person, and your listeners are in the greater Western Sydney, this will really be life-changing for future generations of people in Western Sydney in terms of quality, jobs, businesses, investment, and move Western Sydney onto the world stage. As you know, it's the second biggest economy in the country, Western Sydney, for a standalone state, and move it onto the world stage in terms of quality, training, education, jobs, and particularly exports and tourism.
Well, Shane, I really want to ask our listeners understand. I could simply say, oh, the Aerotropolis, it's just an airport. But it's not. The Aerotropolis is such a contemporary concept. Can you tell our listeners your interpretation and the vision of an Aerotropolis? Because from where I sit and Darren, it's really exciting.
Yes. Well, the airport is the federal government's responsibility. That if you go out and have a look, go out to Northern Road, Elizabeth Drive, and you can drive around the exterior and you can see the massive earthworks project underway there, which is the largest earth-moving contract ever in the Southern Hemisphere of the world. And that's well advanced now. And the state government's put in about $5 billion towards that project, but the federal government's put in $11 billion. And within 12 to 24 months, it'll be operational. What the state government is doing around that, and it's rezoning properties around that. It's got master planning going on at the moment involving Rob Stokes and the planning minister, and is the Western Sydney Parklands Authority. And if you could step back, you might remember we did a strategic plan for Sydney on the basis of three cities to move away from the old model of everyone went to the CBD from anywhere in Sydney to get a good job, and recognising modern cities now work in decentralised CBDs, and identified the Western Sydney Parklands as a city that would support the airport. The other one is Parramatta, the other one is the CBD of Sydney. And we're going gangbusters and moving forward with that. We announced $1 billion for the site the state government owns, which is actually now named the city of Bradfield after the infrastructure pioneer of our city. That site, we're putting $1 billion into the ground for infrastructure to support the private sector, who are already coming on board in big numbers, to build buildings and establish their Southeast Asian headquarters in the Aerotropolis. And it'll employ, we expect their airport and surrounding precincts, the technology hub as well, we employ 100,000 people within a decade. It's going to be a major employer and quality jobs. You know, airports attract quality employment through transport and the infrastructure needed for shipping goods. It really will be a game changer for us in Western Sydney.
Shane, it's Darren here. Thank you for giving us that very contemporary expose on what the Aerotropolis is and how the federal government's building the airport and the state government will be providing those infrastructure and the opportunities for businesses to come and be part of it. Now, how are we going to get there? So how are we going to get, say, if we want to go to a flight somewhere when we can, of course, and that's in the future. But also, if I get one of the $100,000 jobs that are going to be available there, how am I going to actually arrive at the airport, say, by public transport, which I assume is the wish of the state government in the future?
Well, first thing to recognise, and a mistake often made, particularly by people who are thinking in the context of Mascot Airport, is that this airport's not servicing the CBD of Sydney. And people have this notion that businessmen or women will be going all the way out to Badgerys Creek to catch a plane to Melbourne. That won't be the case. The research shows that people of Western Sydney, in a much more mobile world we live in post-COVID, and we're planning on post-COVID, we're still working that way, that will service the Western Sydney population, which I said, as I said, is the second largest economy in our country, for business, for freight, for exports, and for tourism and family reunions. Being that the airport has got surrounded by one of the largest migrant communities in Australia, the research showed that those people wanted to have family reunions and travel overseas and have family come. So there's a whole lot of servicing Western Sydney there. To answer your question though about transport, as we're building this airport, we're putting in place either building the infrastructure or setting aside corridors for future infrastructure. As you would know, there's a box being built below that landworks for the metro railway station, the metro train as it goes down through your area in northern in the hills. We'll go all the way out from the airport to St. Mary's. We've designated St. Mary's as a location that has the ability to have more growth and potential. And then ultimately go from the airport right down through to Camden and those areas, and from St. Mary's the other way to connect through to the Hills District and out past Windsor Way, so that we have an orbital metro train line that will be able to transport people in that orbital line to work and to do things at the airport. We're estimating 7,500 people a day will be using that train line when it's operational. And just as an aside, there's 14,000 jobs already being created just to build that at the moment. It's a multi-billion-dollar project. So that's the train line. We've made provision to extend the train line from Leppington, the heavy line from Leppington to the airport. That's a big project. People think it's just a small one. That's a very expensive project. That capacity is there for the future if we want to do that, or another government does. And of course, we're building the M12 motorway. That's nearly $400 million from the state and $1.6 billion from the federal government to connect it through the M7. That's really important. Obviously, people, buses and cars go to the airport. More importantly, it's for the freight and the movement of freight and the intermodal that's being built at Moorebank for container shipping will be part of that integrated freight logistical hub in Western Sydney. So there's other roads, of course, if anyone is on the Northern Road through Penrith out to the airport, we'll see the massive roadworks are going on there to connect the airport back to one of the major cities of Western Sydney, being Penrith. The M4 motorway, we've invested $600 million in upgrading that. That's in preparation for supporting the airport. So there's a lot of road and rail infrastructure underway to support that. So you'll have very good options of public transport and also road access.
We have on the line the Honourable Shane Mallard, MLC Member of the Legislative Council, Government Whip in the Legislative Council, and Parliamentary Secretary for Infrastructure in the Aerotropolis, talking to us all about the Aerotropolis. We're going to go to a little break. You're on 90.5 FM on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and it's an absolute delight to have our listeners with us this morning.
You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We have on the line the Honourable Shane Mallard, the MLC Member of the Legislative Council, Government Whip in the Legislative Council, and Parliamentary Secretary for Infrastructure in Aerotropolis, telling us about the exciting things that are happening now and in the future in Western Sydney. It really is a delight to have Shane on the line. Shane, we were talking before about the physiology and the geography of the Aerotropolis and transport systems. One of the things that's really critical in this contemporary world in which we live, and Darren and I speak about it all the time, and Darren's background in engineering, is it going to be a big ticket item, a driver for younger generations in terms of training and education? Has that been strategically thought through?
Well, the answer to that is yes. It's in fact, we didn't have to do too much thinking through. The education sector came running towards the government once the serious intent of building this was apparent. I'm just amazed that already at universities there's a diploma in aerotropolis industry, yes. Which is added to a Bachelor of Engineering Science. I mean, the education sector is so nimble when it comes to opportunities. There's TAFE courses around engineering and construction specific to the airport, and training, skilling up the workforce that are working now and will be working on, in the area of the next decade or going forward even more. So there's plenty of appetite in the education sector to be very involved with the airport.
No, sorry, I was just going to say, I just heard recently, Shane, that Dr. Andy Marks has been seconded, has been brought forward to bring together the number of various tertiary institutions and other learning and training educational institutions to try and bring about some real efficiencies about the future. It's very, very exciting what's happening in education there.
Well, Andy is an incredible advocate for Western Sydney in his role and the education opportunities for Western Sydney. And this links into what I was talking about, quality jobs and careers in Western Sydney, where people stay in Western Sydney and continue and raise their families and have quality jobs, really worthwhile lifestyle. But the STEM Multiversity, and I don't like the term multiversity, but that's what it's called, which is an alliance between University of Newcastle, University of New South Wales, to Wollongong, the Western Sydney University and TAFE New South Wales, is about establishing not just the courses but ultimately the infrastructure around the aerotropolis for academics and teaching and student engagement. I mean, all the universities on board, because none of them want to miss out on the opportunities that are going to be presented around the airport. So there really is, as I said, a lot of appetite. And we've also got some schools that have participated in, just looking for the details of that, have participated in some opportunities to be involved in new public school. Obviously, we're looking for sites for new public high schools out there as well. That's all part of it. But the schools are focused on aerospace and aviation industries, which will be clustered around the airport. Cecil Hill High School has already got an aeronautics-related course for the students. A number of schools in the area are taking up the opportunity. So from schools to TAFE, to universities and, of course, private institutions, there's going to be real scope for a high-skilled workforce around the airport.
Thank you, Shane, Jim. Thank you, Shane, for giving us a great overview of the education activities taking place around the aerotropolis. We are running out of time, so before too long, I'd like to ask one of our final questions, and that's all about how the aerotropolis can supercharge Australia's national export capabilities as far as, I suppose, the manufactured goods and things like that. So we've got a big maybe resources type boom, not so much in New South Wales, but how does the aerotropolis allow us to actually have some sort of manufacturing type boom for New South Wales and Greater Western Sydney?
Well, we're looking at, we set aside the site around Ludlam, which is next to the airport there, as a high-skilled parkland city. And we've got interest from the technology sector to be involved in that. That would be innovative development for skills to export overseas, high-skilled manufacturing. But I think one of the one of the exciting things about the airport is the aerotropolis and the airport is the fact that it's essentially a greenfield site. It will be operating 24/7. And the opportunities for exporting things like horticulture to a growing market in India and Asia and China, our food and flower produce right out of New South Wales into the airport, and it can be overseas within 24 hours. The real problem in Sydney is the traffic getting to our airport. You can't export cattle or anything like that from Sydney. So the aerotropolis has a real opportunity to be a really driver in an area where we're very good at, which is agriculture and horticulture exports to overseas. That's one of the areas I think will be real potential for us. And I know agribusiness has already had a couple of conferences to discuss that opportunity.
Shane, it's been a real pleasure to have you on Spotlight on 90.5 Vibe FM with Darren and myself. Your knowledge, your enthusiasm and the passion that's come through your voice is very evident. And on behalf of all the constituents, particularly in Western Sydney and also Sydney, we thank you very much for being a driver in making this happen. And we wish you the continued success in trying to bring better communities, particularly for Western Sydney. Thanks for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, thank you, Jim and Darren, and thank you to listeners for tuning in today.
Have a great morning.
Thank you.